From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Robert Smith. The Tour de France finished today in Paris, and there wasn't a lot of suspense on this one. The winner's yellow jersey went to Spanish rider Carlos Sastre, who was ahead after yesterday's stage. That makes him the third Spaniard in a row to win the three-week race. Reporter Anita Elash is on the Champs-Élysées and was there to see Sastre cross the finish line. Good morning.
Hi, Robert.
So, everyone knows who is going to win the Tour de France at this point. Is it still an exciting moment when they cross the line?
This is a very exciting stage of the race to watch. But I find it very strange because the finish is always a bit of an anticlimax. Everybody already knows who's won the Tour. We've known for a few days now, in fact, that it was probably going to be Carlos Sastre. But nobody is really ever sure who won the stage of the day. So people are always a little bit confused.
Well, it's been a pretty exciting 3 weeks. There were a lot of different riders in contention at various points, and Carlos Sastre wasn't even the favorite to win when the race started. When did things really turn around for him?
It was earlier this week. In fact, it was Cadel Evans from Australia who was the favorite. He came in second today. He was leading for a time, and then earlier this week, Sastre made a couple of very strong attacks in the Alps, and he won the yellow jersey from Cadel Evans, and he's held on to it all week.
Well, the cycling wasn't the only interesting thing during these last 3 weeks. As it seems to be every year, there was a controversy over doping. What happened?
The anti-doping authorities made very strong efforts to control for doping, and I think that they've made a very strong effort to make sure that everybody knew that they were checking for doping. So at the beginning of the race, they had targeted about a dozen riders who they thought that there were anomalies in the blood tests that they did in advance, and it turned out that there were three riders who were using the hormone EPO, that they were blood doping. So those three riders were dropped out of the race. There haven't been any other riders caught. That doesn't mean that nobody else was doping, but they haven't caught anybody else. It was interesting to see, though, the extent that they have gone to try and catch riders who aren't clean. Just one example, earlier this week, the father of Frank and Andy Schleck, their two brothers from Luxembourg, both of whom have done rather well here, their father was stopped by French customs agents. His car was searched at gunpoint, apparently, and they were looking for any paraphernalia or anything that could have been related to doping. And it was a very public event. Mr. Schleck felt that it was done almost as a publicity element.
As we talk about this, we should probably make it clear that the winner of the Tour de France, Carlos Sastre, has not been implicated in any of this.
No, that's right. And in Spain, he's known as Mr. Clean. He says that he's very committed to the anti-doping effort. Although it's interesting because some of the papers this morning were sort of raising questions about Sastre. They weren't suggesting that he was doping. But they're questioning his association with others who have been involved in doping scandals in the past. So people were saying, it's fine to say that you're Mr. Clean, but how can you say that when you're still associated with people who have been involved in these sorts of practices in the past?
Reporter Anita Elash is on the Champs-Élysées, where she just watched Spanish writer Carlos Sastre win the Tour de France. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert.